20 minutes later, Daniel was driving in the country on a narrow road with Kate beside him. The shock absorbers on his second-hand Ford were not in the best of shape, and Kate swore a lot after they left the pavement. She was registering another complaint when the road curved and a one-story building appeared. Just as they got out of the car, the wind shifted, and a strange odor made Kate's nostrils flare. "What's that smell?" Daniel asked. "It's a little like barbecue," Kate answered. Pieces of glass covered the ground under a window that had blown out, and the front door was charred and had buckled. Daniel peeked through the window cautiously, then jerked his head back. His face was drained of color. "What is it?" Kate asked. "There's a body on the floor. There's no skin. It's like a skeleton." Kate pushed the door, and the door swung inward. She looked for a light switch and found one, but it didn't work. "Do you have a flashlight?" Kate asked. Daniel got one from the car, and Kate started inside. Daniel tried to follow, but Kate stopped him. "This is a crime scene. Just stay here and keep the door open so I can have a little more light." Daniel propped open the door, but did not go any farther. He was secretly grateful not to have to view the body. Kate walked slowly toward the room she had seen through the window and stood in the doorway. Part of the roof had collapsed, and a ray of fading sunlight illuminated a section of the room. Kate's eyes were drawn, almost against her will, to the two bodies sprawled in the center of the room. One was human, its skull charred and its clothes seared to ash. Kate's stomach heaved, but she closed her eyes for a second and kept it together. When she opened her eyes, they shifted to the second corpse. For a moment, Kate was confused. The body was too small even for a child.